if you liked offense from you liked one last team. Night's game.
If you like one-sided affairs.
If you like hearing the crack of the bat.
My
you
goodness.
Heard a lot of that last night.
Does Brad Mills like that? Because he heard that a few times.
If I'm the Red Sox, hey, Mills, why don't you come over and pitch some BP for us today?
Yeah,
and
no
we
kidding.
We were feeling it yesterday.
Ortiz is loving you. Yeah, it was not good, obviously, last night. A 14-1 loss to the Boston Red Sox. And we're going to ask you, and it's going to be a bit of a venting session. We understand that. But we're going to ask you, was yesterday just one of those nights? Do you just say, okay, you know what? It was a bad game last night. It was a bad night. It is what it is. You still have the rest of the series to worry about. Just push ahead and move forward. Or do you look at it and say, that's a sign. That's a sign of how this Blue Jays team is right now. They are this bad, and it's a big issue that Drew Hutchison was as bad as he was, that he needs a rest. That sort of stuff. Where you're just worried about a lot of things Blue Jays. And last night's game certainly amplifies it. Maybe you feel that way, or maybe you feel as the majority of I do. Most of me is saying, all right, you know what? They took 2 out of 3 against Texas Rangers. It's all well and good. Now it's a new series. They stunk last night.
Right.
All right, move on. They win the next couple of games. You're starting to feel good again. So you can't expect to sweep the Red Sox here. So they lost their game. That's it. And now you move on. That's how I feel about last night. I'm not necessarily thinking that the Blue Jays world is over.
I get what you're saying. And, mm-hmm. and they have 62 games left. They've hit the 100-game mark on the season. And obviously there's lots of time for this Blue Jays team to make a run and push the Orioles and potentially win the division. But Jeff, when we look at this Blue Jays team as a whole, 3 of the 4 months, well, you group March and April because of that one game in March. 3 of the 4 months of this season, they have a losing record. Their only 1 month was May, where they were incredible, 21-9 in a +41 run differential. Other than 1 month, this team has been very mediocre. So I don't understand why everybody keeps saying, oh, there's lots of time left. What tells you that this team is just going to snap out of this mediocrity and start winning the majority of their ball games?
Well,
I just
people are looking at this current Blue Jays situation, and while they might feel that Alex Anthopoulos needs to make a deal or two, I feel that to be true as well. But they're also looking back at, or looking at this Blue Jays team right now and saying they're really battered and bruised. They're going to get a lot of help coming back,
sure,
and things are going to get better. And maybe things aren't as bad as it seems because of all the injuries. So I think it depends on the perspective. You're not wrong, but I think it depends on the perspective. And I think that's what people are looking at right now with the Toronto Blue Jays. Yeah, but they've been hurt. So if they get a little bit more healthy, then things will kind of correct themselves to a certain extent. Now, we're going to take your calls ahead this hour, but Kevin Barker of Baseball Central joining us on the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. All right, Kev, so we've been talking about the Blue Jays and their 14-1 loss last night. I mean, do you just chalk it up to one of those nights, or is this a sign of how things are with the Toronto Blue Jays?
Yeah, well, first, I just listening to you guys talk, doesn't sound very promising, does it?
No,
but,
no.
Last night was just one of those games where it just wasn't working. Drew came out, wasn't throwing pitches like he normally was, meaning quality strikes. He was leaving the ball on the plate. When you do that to a good team, let's face it, the Red Sox all of a sudden, we'll give them the last month, are starting to be pretty good now. And only being 7.5 back with the way the Jays are playing, with the way the Orioles don't want to take the reins of the East and run away with it, all of a sudden you get to the Jays having to go to the Yankee Stadium, which they haven't won a game there since I played for the Jays. So, you know, it's one of those games last night you hope you just chalk up to a bad day and come back today and hopefully can make some quality pitches and get some timely hits.
Kevin, you talk about how the Red Sox are definitely coming on, as you mentioned, 7.5 games back of the Orioles. If you had your pick right now, if you could swap roster for roster, the Red Sox or the Blue Jays, would you swap them?
Well, I don't really think you can look at it that way, because the Red Sox, let's face it, last year when they won the World Series, they had to do everything right for a period of about almost 2 months. Well,
right.
Why can't we say that the Jays could do that? The Jays have had trouble. Their trouble started when the three main guys in their lineup went on the DL. Let's face it, when Edwin went, Batista started. He's been struggling because Edwin's not in the lineup. Whenever one superstar is on the field and the other one's not, it makes it real tough for the one that's on the field. So it's, you know, I think once they get those three guys back, and it just goes to show how important I think Brett Laurie is. Brett Laurie,
yeah,
gives the Jays a little bit of attitude. And if you notice with the Jays now, when like last night when you see guys getting hits and, you know, they're giving their signs, well, it's more of like they – is anybody looking before I give my, hey, I just got a hit sign? And it should be the other way around. They should be playing with a little bit more attitude and a little bit more excitement. And I think when Brett Laurie gets back, he's going to give that. Now, is he going to step right in? Those three, we'll just mention all three of them. Are those three guys going to step in and get you 10 hits a game? Probably not, because it's really hard to come off the DL and start raking. But they can bring presence. They can bring attitude. They can bring excitement and just a different feel of the whole entire game. So I think once they get back and you can get some timely pitching from R.A. Dickey and Drew can start getting back to throwing quality strikes and getting people out, I think like everybody's thinking, it's going to come right down to the last week of the season.
Kevin, Drew Hutchison last night, 2 2/3 in the ball game for his start, now sports a 7.71 ERA in 8 home starts this season, last night being his shortest non-injury outing of his career. He's 2-6 since June 7th with a 6.37 ERA. Now, his catcher, Eric Kratz, last night after the game, talked about the possibility that Hutchison might be relying on his fastball too much. Let's have a listen.
He survives a lot on his fastball, and that's something that, after you look back on it, may have ended up hurting him that he didn't throw those pitches for a strike. We tried to work the changeup in, and they did a good job of laying off of it.
Now, Kratz apparently has a propensity for calling a little bit more fastballs, so Kratz and Hutchison would be a good marriage in theory. What do you think about that school of thought of maybe employing Kratz last night, given that association? And do you feel that Hutchison relies on the fastball too much?
Well, I'm a Greg Zahn theorist. I think that the fastball sets up everything else. If you throw a good quality fastball, which means I throw it on the corners, I don't throw center cut fastballs. Center cut at 94 is good hitting for a big league hitter. And you saw the guys last night, Drew hit a changeup out well because he wasn't throwing his fastball where he should have thrown it. Ortiz is being Ortiz in Toronto. So I think if he gets back to throwing quality fastballs, it's going to set up all of his other pitches. And until he does that, we're going to keep seeing this sporadic thing where he has one really good game. He goes 7 or 8 innings. The next game he'll go like he did last night, 2 1/3. And let's face it, he's going to have to go to New York. He's going to have to go to Boston, just like all these other guys. And they're going to have to make quality pitches when it counts. And it's going to be very interesting to see if they can do it.
Co-host of Baseball Central, Kevin Barker here on the Jeff Blair Show. That in for Jeff Blair, that's Jeff Sammet. My name is George Russick. Kevin, the word fatigue, a lot of people are mentioning that Drew Hutchison looked fatigued last night and that potentially maybe they should skip a start. And a guy who's a year removed after having Tommy John, maybe he's just running out of gas here. Are you seeing a tired arm in Hutchison?
Yeah, I don't see it that way. I think last night he was throwing hard. I mean, he was throwing 94, 95, and he was just throwing it on the plate. And like I said earlier, when you throw balls like that on the plate to big league hitters, especially guys that can hit the fastball, that feed off the fastball, that happened last night's going to happen more often. And the fatigue thing, he's a big leaguer. He's a professional. He knows how he feels. He knows what it takes to pitch into September and possibly October. So we have to, I think, as people that are watching the game, I think we're going to have to maybe sit back and not use that as, not so much as an excuse, more as he just needs to pitch better. And last night was one of those things where, hey, I need to make quality pitches. I need to get quality outs. I need to get my team in the dugout so they can swing the bats. And until he does that, until this whole staff does that, I mean, Ari Dickey did the same thing a couple of days ago, leaving balls up and hitting home runs. It's going to be a theme here, and hopefully they can figure it out.
Aaron Sanchez being called up by the Blue Jays, expected to be inserted into the bullpen after having a couple of relief appearances with the Buffalo Bisons at the AAA level. Beyond what he can contribute on the field, is there something to be said for adding a rookie, your top prospect, that in putting him on a big league roster to maybe add a little a different dimension to the Toronto Blue Jays or a big league roster, that maybe there's a bit of excitement to have a young kid, a fresh face that's going to be in there, that's going to be in the clubhouse a little bit wide-eyed? Is there something to be said for that?
I think it sounds to me like it's more of a new look, because they're going to places like New York, Baltimore, Boston, and these guys have never seen Sanchez. And when he can come in maybe in the seventh inning and get a big out against a right-handed Napoli or a Cruz, somebody that he hasn't seen, that can he can snap off his hard breaking ball and it looks different. I think they're going to bring him up. They're going to throw him in the fire. Why else would they bring him up if they're not going to pitch him? So You bring him up. If you have a role for him and his role's the seventh inning, that's where he pitches, regardless of where it's at, if he's pitching at home, if he's pitching in Tampa Bay, wherever the case may be. If that's where I end up, if that's where I want to put him, to the seventh inning or the eighth inning, because, you know, Dustin, the last couple of three or four, five outings here has left some balls over the plate. Maybe they're trying to flip-flop. I'm sure Gibby's trying to do whatever it takes to win games. And if Sanchez is what's going to get it done, hey, more power to it. I'm sure Gibby's sitting around like we are, wondering how am I going to win games? How am I going to get us to the playoffs?
Kevin, we saw Shai Davide with that tweet as well. Ryan Goins making his way back up to the Blue Jays. We see Munenori Kawasaki filling quite admirably at second base, having a pretty good season, albeit, you know, just over 100 at-bats. But who's the guy do you think is getting sent down? Is it a guy like Eric Kratz, or should it be a guy like Juan Francisco, who is just beyond struggling now with this Blue Jays team?
I've always been – I know a lot of people are not a big fan of Juan Francisco. I think he's a game changer. I think if you give this guy – I don't know, 350 at bats in a row. I mean, we see sporadic points of it when he hits balls in the third or fourth deck, and he doesn't play three or four days in a row. I think if they give him a bunch of at bats, now it's not going to happen, because these guys are going to come off the DL, and you know they're going to try to win as many games, and he's going to be a platoon player. But you know, I'm sure it's going to be Kratzy. Kratzy's the guy that's been up and down. He's got that, you know. He's got that ticket to Buffalo at least once a month. So I'm sure the easy bet's Kratzy. It could be Juan Francisco. It could be, you know, it could be Anthony Gose. But I don't see him going, because they need that guy in the eighth or ninth inning that maybe could steal a base and wreak some havoc on the bases. So seems to me like it'll be Kratzy. You know, and I think it's, like I said, really, right now, it doesn't matter who they call up who they send down, until they get these three guys back in Lindy and Lori and Encarnacion. It's going to be a tough road for them. So hopefully they can get those three guys healthy and get back on track here.
Do you feel there's a sense of urgency that Alex Anthopoulos needs to make a deal while those guys are out to kind of carry the Blue Jays through here?
Yeah, well, you would have thought he would have tried to do it two or three, 4 weeks ago, but you know, I'm sure he's not. It's not like he's not trying to do it. It just you have to sit and scratch your head on who would be a good fit here, and who you don't have to give up the house for, and who you don't have to spend $12-15 million. I know Aaron Hill. He's came up, but I think the Diamondbacks owe Hill close to the 25 range the next 2 years. Are the Jays willing to pay that? Probably not. So, you know, right now it looks to me like you're going to get guys like Dan Johnson coming here. You're going to get those guys that are middle of the road to fill in, hopefully get some hits. And I'm not saying Dan Johnson's not quality material, because I played against him in the minor leagues. I think he's a very good hitter. He's a professional. But I think you're going to see more guys like that. He gets off the waiver wire. That it's not, he's not going to have to give up a Sanchez, because let's face it, when you go to the big leagues, you're not a prospect anymore. You're a rookie. You're in the mix, and they're in a playoff hunt. So the rookie thing, the prospect thing for Sanchez, I think now is over. So we need to move on, and I think he's, like I said, I think it's just going to be more of filling guys.
Baseball Central's Kevin Barker. Kevin, thanks for jumping on this morning.
Yeah, no problem, man. You guys have a good day.
All right, you too. Later on in the hour, Ben Wagner, Buffalo Bisons radio voice. So we're going to talk to him about Goins and Sanchez's performance with the Buffalo Bisons. That's later on this hour. Again, Baseball Central from noon to 1 today. Jeff Blair and Joe Siddle will have that. Jose Bautista, by the way, is going to be a guest of Tim and Sid. Sit around? Is it just Tim? Whatever. Tim and Sid show at 3 o'clock. Yeah, it's Tim, no Sid, later on this afternoon. Of course, Red Sox, Blue Jays tonight, 7 o'clock, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. You could watch it on Sportsnet. So was yesterday just one of those nights, or a sign of what this Toronto Blue Jays team is? How do you feel about last night? Are you kind of brushing that away, or is that indicative of what this Blue Jays team is all about right now? 416-870-0590, 1-888-660-0590, or star 590, on Twitter at RussickSN590, at JeffSammet590. And look, no doubt about it, this call portion of the hour is meant to be somewhat therapeutic. So if you've got a call in, if you've got a vent, George and I are here for you. It's all right. You talk to Dr. Russick. Talk to Dr. Sambit.
Lie down on the couch.
That's right. My mom would be very proud that I'm a doctor right now. She'd be very proud instead of just, you know, talking about sports on the radio.
Science. That was never going to happen. never going to happen.
Let's go to Dan and Ajax joining us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Dan, your thoughts?
It's getting to the point now, I think, where they're stick a fork in them. They're done like dinner. I think if they're not going to do anything, if they're just going to duct tape this thing together with the Kevin Pillars and the Ryan Goins of the world, then they have no chance. And what's disappointing is, looking to next year, you can't rely that the Yankees, the Red Sox are going to have off years again. You have an opportunity here. I don't care what prospects it takes, because that's all they are, is prospects. Make a trade. Get veteran major leaguers in here that know how to win. Don't duct tape it together. I'm getting tired of watching Alex Anthopoulos just flush this thing down the toilet because he's afraid to trade prospects. All they are is prospects. They haven't proven a thing. Get some major leaguers in here now.
Dan, thank you for the call. It's prudent that Alex Anthopoulos make a deal sooner rather than later. Not worry about the prospects that he's got. Now, right. We're not privy to every conversation that Alex Anthopoulos has had with any other GM about any deals that could be made. So we don't know what necessarily would be going the other way and for whom. Having said that, I would love to see the Blue Jays make a deal.
Right. Obviously,
and I wanted to see it a long time ago.
Listen, people were going to overreact over last night, and people should be angry because that was embarrassing down at Rogers Center. But mm-hmm. It is just one game.
Mm-hmm.
But as I alluded to earlier on in the show, everybody keeps saying that there's still a lot of games left and that this team is still in playoff contention. And all that is true. All I'm saying is, when you look at the Blue Jays season as a whole, they've had 3 losing months mm-hmm. out of the 4. So maybe this team, you know, May was the anomaly. The 21-9 team in May was the anomaly. And I understand that they're banged up, but at the beginning of the June, when this team struggled as well, towards the middle of June before they got banged up, this team was still kind of struggling. This team was scuffling in March and April, minus one game in March, but the entire month of April as well. This team was scuffling. They got white hot in May, and that's why they're 2 games over 500 right now. Other than that blockbuster month of May, this has been a below-average ball club, and everybody keeps talking about, well, they are still in a playoff race, and they absolutely can still make it into the playoffs, but I just don't – all this optimism surrounding this Blue Jays team, when you look at their season as a whole, they've been pretty mediocre for 3 of the 4 months.
What if I told you – and I don't want to paint ourselves just happy to be here, but what if I told you in the offseason that they're not going to add anything to the rotation. They're not going to go out and get a second baseman.
Right.
That they're going to move ahead with that, the team that they had from last year without addressing those two needs that we thought at the time. Then there time that would be missed. Lurie would be out, Encarnacion and Lind right smack dab in the middle of the season. And on July 22nd, they'd be four games out of first place in the American League East.
We've always talked about everything has to break the Blue Jays' way. And pretty much everything has broken the way of the Blue Jays so far this season. Yeah, Jeff, they're still in the thick of things. But as Kevin just said, too, the Red Sox are starting to heat up. The Yankees are ridiculously banged up as well. And we all, you know, question the Orioles, but they're a pretty solid ball club. I understand all this optimism that they are two games above the 500 mark. But let's fast forward to 3 days from now. What if Armageddon happens and the Blue Jays get swept at home by the Red Sox? Man, could by Thursday, this season could look entirely different. All I'm saying is 3 of the 4 months, this team's been a losing ball club. And we all talk about all this optimism about this Blue Jays team. And that's a fair point because they are still in it. But as a season as a whole, this has been a below average ball club.
Lots of calls to get to. We'll get to as many as we possibly can in the allotted time that we've got here. Clifton in Etobicoke joining us on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Clifton, it's been a while.
Yes, Jeff, and speaking of being a while, my friend, can we get Mookie Wilson to come in here to spark this team? Because I think we need the spark plug like Mookie when he came here in 92. Because, I don't know, like, these guys look so down, man. And, you know, yesterday morning when I look at the pitching matchup for this series, I just had a bad feeling about this series here. And you talk about what if they were to get swept here. And I'm telling you, because the criticism is going to intensify to a level where I don't know if these guys are going to be able to overcome it, man. And that is my fear because, you know, like, I picked this team to win the East. I really did. And the way they played against Baltimore earlier, Oakland, like, these teams, like, they swept Boston. I still think that this team is a good team, but for some reason, you know, look, I don't want to criticize John Gibbons, but it seems like he threw his hand up, and he's, like, just waiting for these guys to come back. And I'm afraid that maybe by the time they come back, it's going to be too late.
That might be the case, Clifton. Thank you. But John Gibbons is just going to work with what he's got. So I'm not looking at Gibby necessarily. And you talk about needing a spark plug. Maybe Brett Lurie is going to be that. Something Kevin Barker talked about earlier in this hour. And I love Mookie Wilson as much as the next guy. And he's, I've had him on the air several times. I love him. Just has a new book out. Talking about the 86 Mets, of course. But he did not come to the Blue Jays in 92 for that spark plug to put him over the top. He came 89, 90, and 91.
So. We always talked about, you know, maybe Brett Lurie's lack of maturity and that maybe he's a little too emotional. And I know that doesn't really matter as a whole in baseball if you have a spark plug or guys are emotional. But clearly Brett Lurie is a very integral part of this Toronto Blue Jays team. And I don't think we all realize that. Everybody, people who cover the team, people who are on the team, realize how important Brett Lurie actually is to the Toronto Blue Jays. And they are sorely missing Brett Lurie, either playing third or second base. And I hate to use the word spark, but he is the spark of the Blue Jays. He can't come back fast enough for this team.
416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, or *590. I give up the numbers, but we're jammed with the calls. Tom in Waterloo on the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590. The Fan. Tom, last night, a 14-1 loss to the Boston Red Sox. Just one of those nights or an indication of what these Toronto Blue Jays are right now?
Well, it happens. Anyway, got some math for you guys. Jays play 40, O's 32, Yanks 36, Red Sox 37, and Tampa Bay 35, all American League East games. So it could be fun. It's going to be, it's 180 games, 90-90, 18-18. It depends how you want to do the math. But these guys are going to beat each other up all the way down the road. So,
yeah, Tom, thank you. Yeah, and I believe the Blue Jays have a 500 record against the American League.
They're 18-18 this season.
So they haven't taken advantage necessarily of a weaker East, but they haven't been blown away by a, albeit weaker American League East team or division either.
You used the example at the beginning of the season. If we said today, July, whatever the hell date is, 22nd, you said the Blue Jays would be four games out of first place. I think everybody in the city would have taken it. I think if you'd have told people that they'd be 18-18 against the AL East, I think we would have took that
might
as well.
Might have taken that as well. And again, this is not us saying just happy to be here. I'm just cool your jets a little bit. As bad as things are, it's maybe not as bad as we think it might be. Right now, given where they are, and I know it's been bad of late, but they're still in the thick of it. That's the good news. Because I just, look, George, I want to see meaningful baseball in September. I'm rooting for that. I want to see that. I do not want to talk about the Toronto Blue Jays in September, about what they're going to do next year. I'm so sick of doing that. So I want it to be different this year, just like everybody else. Victor in Milton on the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590. The Fan. Victor, what do you think?
Good morning, Jeff and George. You know, this is what I think. You know what the real problem is? The problem is that injuries don't wear a uniform. So you can't boo it. The problem is it's just there, and it's something that it's a tremendous thing for any franchise and organization to overcome. And when you are at best an average team and you're dependent on guys that like Encarnacion and your third baseman there, I forget his name all of a sudden.
Francisco.
You know, not Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Lori injured. Yeah, Lori.
Oh, that, I thought you were joking there.
No, I thought you meant the guy who's actually playing third base, not the guy who isn't.
No, I meant the guys that are out with
apologies,
injuries.
Apologies.
Yeah. I think the key thing, guys, is injuries. And at the beginning of the year, that was my X factor. I think maybe you guys or Jeff, the other Jeff, had a call and what are you most concerned about? And for me, it was injuries and the pitching staff. And to a few people's point, like when we were going really, really good, there's an old saying that, you know, you buy high, you sell low. When we were going really well, I think that's when we needed to make some changes. If for nothing else, it's psychologically, because you got to top up, right? And that's what we didn't do. So if I'm going to blame Alex for anything, it's not, don't give any prospects away. Not now. If you are on the verge, if you're up by five or six games, you give prospects away for a top pitcher or somebody that's going to make an impact. But not now. It's for not making moves earlier. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Victor.
I love that narrative as well, that the Blue Jays should have made a move way back when they were in first place. But again, it's easy for us to say that now. And Greg Zahn's the guy who was championing that cause Greg Zahn.
What he was saying back then, at least in one specific thing I remember him saying, was call the Rays, they're out of it. Tell them what they want for David Price and give it to them.
Right.
Just as simple as that. And if it means Zobrist as well in the deal, fine. Up the ante. Do what you have to do. Capitalize on being in first place because you know there's going to be a slide. It's a long season. And you know the rest of the American League East is going to get a bit better. So, yeah, I think he's right about that. But to just flat out say, hey, whatever you want, let's do it. I don't know about that.
And how difficult would it have been for AA when there were six games, you know, atop the American League East and, oh, we're going to add here, we're going to drop prospects too because we want to add to this. Well, for a moment there, he had the best of both worlds. He was holding on to his prospects, and they were six games clear atop the American League East. It's easy for us to say now when they're four games back that, yeah, they should have made a move then, but Alex Anthopoulos looking around, yeah, we're playing pretty good. We're healthy. The bats are swinging. Hell, I'm going to hold on to these prospects, and I'm going to go with these guys, and hopefully they can get me into the playoffs.
Yeah, but a David Price doesn't come along very often.
Jeff, I understand that. I'm just saying that maybe he didn't want to, of course, pardon the pun, pay the price for David Price.
Yeah.
And again, he had the best of both worlds. He was having his cake and eating it too at a certain point of this season for the Blue Jays.
It doesn't mean
it's easy for all of us to say he should have made a move when this team was playing fantastic and there were five games clear of the American League East. It's easy for us when clearly this team is riddled with injuries and needing some depth.
You thought back then that he should have made a move. So it's okay echo what you had said months ago.
Of course, and there's nothing wrong with adding, but I'm just saying at a certain point, Alex Anthopoulos was sitting pretty with this Blue Jays team.
It's just right now he would have to make a deal under duress. And if he's calling another GM, they know, like, yeah, you need something. So it's a different landscape for the Blue Jays GM. Joe in Mississauga on Sportsnet 590. The Fan, what you got, Joe?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, morning. Thoughts, two different ones. On last night's game, the fact it was Boston, like that's what hurts.
Boston has that swagger against the Jays. The Yankees have that swagger, Tampa Bay. And when you get thrashed by any of those three teams, you're feeling it. They just seem to have that look about it that, you know, we're going to toy with you. So the next three games, we'll see. We'll see what the Jays are made of. The other part with AA is that I think he's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. I think he's looking at, he made all those transactions last year, and it didn't pan out last year. Now I'm thinking he's in the mode of maybe I should dump these guys, dump Burley, dump Dickey, dump Reyes, get something back, some prospects. So do the reverse because he's stuck with them. I don't think they're going to get better in the coming years, and he's got those big contracts. So I think he's in a real bind, and he doesn't know which way to go.
Thank you. I think he knows which way to go, and that's to improve this ball club for now and to make a run. And I don't think that mindset is wavering whatsoever. Talk to me in a few weeks. Maybe it's a different story, but it would have to be a dramatic fall for that to happen. I don't believe at all at this point in time, on July 22nd, with them four games back right in the thick of it in the American League East, that Alex Anthopoulos even has on the radar, let's get rid of these guys. Now, if you want to fast forward a month from now, they're in last place, and look, mathematically, it does not look good, then yeah, that's a different scenario. But as of right now, I don't see that happening. I don't see it happening at all. Trevor in Kitchener on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Your thoughts, Trevor?
What's up, boys? Thanks for having me on. Appreciate
sure,
it.
Of course.
Listen, hey, here's my thoughts. We got to go for it. We have only our best players left for the next couple of years. I'm talking superstars like Bautista and I'm slipping my mind, first baseman. I apologize. Edwin Encarnacion and all those guys. Reyes. Now think about it. We go for it right now. We give up all the prospects, clear the farm. There's only like two or three guys that people want anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. And in 2 years from now, if we make it, everybody's happy. We're happy. Jays are happy. Beaston's happy. You guys are happy. Everybody's happy. If we don't make it, we just sell everybody off and we'll get all the prospects back anyhow. We sell out Bautista. We give away Encarnacion. Take Reyes. Burley, you want him. Dickey, take him. And we'll get all the prospects back. We will be okay with that because we know we gave it a shot.
Are you sure you'll be okay with that, Trevor, though, if they fall flat on their face and we'll sell the entire farm on this Blue Jays team and now we're 21 years and counting from playoff baseball
years,
in Toronto?
In 2 years from now.
Hasn't this organization, Trevor, preached enough patience? Like, how much more patience do we need to be preached to, if that makes any sense, here in Toronto? 21 years, two decades. Who have never seen playoff ball in Toronto here right now.
Trust
me, the 20-something fans.
I was 15 when they won the World Series, and I'm hungry for it. And
doesn't that seem like 100 years ago now, though, Trevor?
Kind of, yeah.
But you're willing to be patient enough that you have enough faith in the Toronto Blue Jays as an organization who really don't develop any of their own talent that they can make these deals and get all these prospects in to be a competitive team moving forward. You have that much faith in the Toronto Blue Jays, though.
Are we going to stand pat, though, and do nothing?
You can't stand pat and do nothing. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. You got to go for it and get something. Adrian Beltran, give me a bat. Give me a player. Give me a pitcher. Like, I'm not the general manager. I don't know who he talks to. But do something for me. And I don't care if we give the process, because you know what? When we got Ricky Henderson, for Carce was the biggest deal, and he ended up falling flat on his face anyway. This Darno, the guy we traded last year, he's not doing anything either. So you know what? They may look good now, and they may look pretty now. Most of them don't pan out anyway, because the Jays aren't even good at drafting, it sounds like. We could have had Tulowitzki.
All right, Trevor, thank you. Now you're going off on a rant. He's right about one thing. Aaron Sanchez could be terrible. Who knows? Who knows? You never know. We'll see. We'll see what he's going to be. Could be awful. I don't think he will be, but it could be. That's the thing with prospects. Now, you're either going to have these prospects so that they could help your ball club physically on the field in their future, or you use them to as trade bait and go out and get somebody that could help you now. It's the two uses of a prospect, and it's often debated, no matter if you're talking to the Toronto Blue Jays, Toronto Maple Leafs, what have you, and what to do with said prospects.
I don't think patience is a word that should be used with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Well, they can go for it this year.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like, the fans deserve playoff baseball in this city 21 years, Jeff.
Well, yes, of course the fans deserve it and all that stuff. It's romanticizing it.
It's romanticizing, but it's fact, Jeff.
It might be fact, but it's not why you go and make a deal. You look at the numbers, you look at the team that you've got right now, and you say, can we actually win this thing? All right, we got to go for it. It's not because the fans deserve it and all that stuff. Yeah, there are plenty of cities that have teams that are bad at the moment, that there's just nothing you could do about it, that is going to take a few years, and they're just going to have to be patient.
That deal with the Marlins was made last year to win now, and we're in this window of 5, 3, 6, 7. Who knows how big the window is right now with the Blue Jays, but it's a win-now mode. All these guys aren't getting any younger. This is a win-now team, and I smirk when I hear fans saying, well, let's hang on to all these prospects and let's preach patience. Well, the Blue Jays haven't shown anything in the last 2 decades to give you enough faith in the organization that, yeah, they'll make good on all these prospects and just turn this into another World Series contender. This team has a chance to make it into the playoffs, and I think you have to do whatever means necessary to get into the playoffs.
We're just slammed with phone calls, so we've got to continue with your phone calls and let you continue to vent after a 14-1 loss to the Boston Red Sox last night by your Toronto Blue Jays. So more of your calls. Ben Wagner of the Buffalo Bisons, their radio voice, he'll join us a little later on in the show to talk about Goins in Sanchez. We'll tell Ben to join us later. More of your calls on the Jeff Blair Show with George Russick. I'm Jeff Sammet, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. With George Russick, I'm Jeff Sammet, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. It is the Jeff Blair Show. We continue to take your Blue Jay calls. Ben Wagner, the voice of the Buffalo Bisons, is going to join us in about a half hour, talk about Sanchez and Goins and their performances at the AAA level. Called up to the Toronto Blue Jays, according to Shai Davidi. More baseball as well later in the show. Bob Nightingale of USA Today will join us at 11 o'clock. We'll continue to take your phone calls off a 14-1 loss to the Boston Red Sox last night.
If you like offense from one team, woo, last night was your game on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
One-sided affairs. If you like the Boston Red Sox, you enjoyed last night's game. So last night was that just one of those nights, or indicative of what this Toronto Blue Jays team is about right now. We got tons of calls and very little time. We'll squeeze in as many as we can. Apologies in advance to those we do not get to. John and Whitby, go.
Help, doctors.
We'll try.
I need it. We can't even beat the Yankees with their fairy dust pitching staff. We can't even pull away from them. How are we ever going to catch Baltimore?
Because they're Baltimore. That's why. They're Baltimore, John.
They're not.
They're a good team, but they're Baltimore.
They're not over. I'm not overwhelmed by the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, but Boston with our T's. They could be on our backs in no time.
Oh, absolutely. And look where they are. They've won 5 in a row. They're 7.5 games back, 3.5 behind the Blue Jays and the Yankees.
They got 2 games in hand on us.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just fuel the fire? Just
fuel the fire. He's looking for help.
I just want to fast forward to Friday. Let's say the Red Sox sweep the Blue Jays, and they would be pretty much essentially tied with the Blue Jays in the American League East. Oh, man. And I know there's still a ton of games left in this season, 162 to be exact, but let's just think of worst-case scenario that the Blue Jays get swept at home by the Red Sox. All of a sudden, would you favor the Blue Jays to finish ahead of the Red Sox in the standings if they're pretty much dead even by the end of this series?
There'll still be 58 games left to go in the year. And you did not help John and Whitby.
Sorry, John.
He literally asked for our help, and then you had to go ahead and say that. Mike and Ajax on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. All right, Mike, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I apologize in advance. Listen, two new rules.
Uh-oh.
One, Drew Hutchinson never pitch in the Rogers Center for as long as we are paying money to see.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Number two.
I thought Ari Dickey would be on that list.
Well, no, but I don't know what the ERA is.
No, Hutchinson, 8 home starts this year, 7.71 ERA.
Okay, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is bad.
So that rule stays. Mm. All right, rule number two is if there is a 11-run differential, everybody gets their money back.
11 runs. Why 11? Why 11, Mike?
That's a good number.
But why 11?
Well, ten seems like it would. Rodgers would lose a lot of money if we stayed at 10.
All right, 11. That's walking the company line.
Okay, but what if they win by 11 runs? That means that you have to pay double for your ticket?
No, he was saying losing.
No, you just saw a good ball game.
Okay, that's fine. But what if
happy?
Okay, but what if they win by it? You saw such a thriller for the Blue Jays. You got to pony up twice.
Okay, I'm making the rules.
Why can't it work both ways?
Mike is making the rules here, George.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, I'm just saying.
Go ahead,
okay,
Mike.
With regards to the prospects and the trades and all that stuff, we said we needed a month ago, 2 months ago, we said we needed to make trades to make this run. We are saying it now, so there's none of this, you know, we should have done this, we should have done that. We said back then that this is what we needed to do. Look at what those prospects are doing for us now. Nothing. They're not helping us at all.
What about Stroman?
Well, okay, Stroman is, you know, is a sweet little experiment, and I think it's working. But I mean, the you know, we're talking about the ones that are down in the in Double A or whatever. You know,
well, it takes time.
Well, it does take time.
It does take time. But I mean, 21 years. It's been way too long, and the fact that we. If we didn't do it now, if we don't do it now, then it's going to be another 21 years. By us not making some trades for Price or Samardzija, it's going to be another 21 years. It just set us up for another.
All right, Mike, I hear you.
Real season.
Thank you. No, I get where Mike is coming from.
That's a lot of pressure for Alex Anthopoulos. If he doesn't make a move, that's another two decades of no playoff baseball in Toronto. Pressure's on, AA. Hey, get it done.
Very quickly. While he was talking about customers getting their money back.
Right.
Not happy with the product.
Uh-huh.
I had an idea for going to the movies.
Okay.
Okay, so you go to a movie.
Yeah.
Halfway through the movie.
Sure.
You get to get up and go, I hate this movie.
Yeah.
I want my money back. This is terrible.
Uh-huh.
And you get your money back.
That's not really an earth-shattering. I thought you were going to hit me with something that was so earth-shattering.
What? That hasn't happened? That's happened
already?
Have
you ever walked out on a movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too. Or it's just
rare,
like those people like who are at a restaurant and pretty much eat their whole meal and they go, oh, I hated this. Can I get my money back? Well, you ate your whole entire meal.
Yeah, right.
Except for like a tiny morsel left on the plate.
I had that idea because one time I went to a movie and I got sick halfway through it. Or not even. I think it was Cloverfield. Like I was too close to the screen.
Cloverfield.
Yeah, and like 15 minutes in, I was like, I'm going to throw up. Like I can't look at the screen anymore.
Because it was all handheld?
So I walked out and I said, I'm sorry. It's not your fault, but I the only seat I could get was up close. And
right.
I'm going to throw up, like honestly. Can I get my money back? And they gave me a free pass.
Oh.
I said, it's not your fault. It's just the way it is. Very quickly, Alan in Mississauga. Go ahead, Alan.
Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen.
Sure.
And yeah, I just wanted to say that I thought that Drew Hutchison is under a lot of pressure because of the circumstances, you know, how the team's playing. He's a young pitcher, and I think he's a hell of a good pitcher. But if the Jays were like they were, say, 6 weeks ago, I'm sure he would have pitched a lot better. I just believe it's pressure coming from within him.
Yeah, Alan, thank you for the call because you might be right about that. I mean, Sportsnet's Greg Zahn talked about Hutchison after the ball game yesterday and said, you know, it's a tough job being a starting pitcher in the major leagues. And yeah, you got to be professional and all that stuff, but maybe he just needs a start off. You know, just let him throw a little in the bullpen, just not in a game, but throw a little in the bullpen, just get his workout in and be fit and that sort of thing and just take a step back and take the pressure off.
I know we got to go, but I'm the type that you struggled big time against the Red Sox. You should be chomping at the bit to get right back onto the mound and prove that you can get this team a victory.
There's something to be said for a mental and a physical break, and maybe that's what Hutchison needs, and that's what Greg Zahn was alluding to yesterday. Thank you for all the calls, and again, sorry to those we could not get to. More baseball. We'll talk about Sanchez and Goins. Ben Wagner is going to join us in about 20 minutes or so. He is the radio voice of the Buffalo Bisons, as you may already know. As we kick off the 10 o'clock hour, a quick focus on the Toronto Maple Leafs and what they'll do with RFA James Reimer. Kevin McGran of the Toronto Star will join us. It's the Jeff Blair Show. It's George Russick. I'm Jeff Sambit, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Like free sports tickets, trips, and memorabilia so you can trick your friends, colleagues, and mistresses into thinking that you're some sort of high roller? Hey, join the club.
Welcome to the club.
The Fan Club. Log on to sportsnet590.ca. The Fan. On demand.